It's Friday, and it's time for another Truck News Recap. This is a video where I go back and I show you what happened during the week on the website, on the forum, on the YouTube channel. We talk about the stories, we talk about the videos, and I give you some behind the scenes. But this week, I'm giving you a teaser as well. So we're going to talk about a lot of things in this video. So let's go ahead and get started on a couple of these things. First, I want to do this one for you guys, because this is fascinating. Now, if you're watching this video, you're probably going, what is this, Tim? And if you're on the podcast, you're like, what the hell is wrong with my truck engine? I'm not driving. It's not your engine. This is the new inline six Hurricane engine. It's doing a durability testing that Stellantis has put together, and it's running a very famous racetrack. That video is going live tomorrow. I have the engineer that designed the Hurricane engine, also worked on the Hemi engine, giving you lots of behind the scenes details, information about why they did certain things, and quite an interesting conversation about octane levels oil levels, what type of oil you should use. Interesting conversation about oil intervals, interesting conversations about turbos blowing up because they ran too hot, and reliability concerns. So lots of good details there. Check it out tomorrow, 8 a.m. Mountain Time. It's going to be like 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Video will go live. I will be doing premiere. I will be there in person. So check it out. That is on March 9th as I look at my watch. Now, on the website, on this one website, we have pickuptrucktalk.com, lots of details going on there. We have quite a few of the Ram videos that I had published a couple weeks ago are starting to make itself on the website. We don't try not to fill the website with the same model information. Well, Jill has a review on the 2024 Honda Passport Trail Sport, which is just a crazy long name for a vehicle that just has, well, some better cladding and different tires. So interesting. Sorry to poo-poo on Honda fans, but it is an interesting kind of just slap some stuff on it, and there you go, kind of vehicle. Rivian did the R2 and R3 surprise last night, plus an R3X, which is kind of a performance version of a crossover. I did a video on that last night, and you guys didn't seem to care. So there's your details there. Looking at the 2022 Toyota Tundra and 2023 Toyota Tundra TRD Pro, I should say, specifically, that would be the title of the video. They're going to be tires replaced for free. So if you remember this story, we had it on our known problems list. And Jason Sparks, who was a viewer of the channel, emailed me, and people in the forum reached out to me on this stuff. And we had these tires like this that were prematurely wearing quickly. This tire has 15,000 miles on it. You can actually see its wear marks. And it's kind of getting bald along the edges. Now, Falcon, the tire manufacturer, had come back and said that that's because Toyota's toe specs and alignment specs were done wrong, toe specs, and that was wearing quickly. So it looks like Toyota and Falcon had a powwow and decided, you know what, we're going to replace the tires for everything. What's interesting is that we have this customer service campaign, but also Ryan Gregg, who's a local loyal Toyota fan, I find him on Facebook, a great guy. He has some details from his friends, and it says a limited service campaign for model year 2022 to 2023 Toyota Tundra HV, which is their hybrid, with the TRD Pro only, premature tire wear. Their production from early April 2022 to late May 2023. Now, that going to replace all four tires for these customers. I'm assuming all four, not the spare. It's going to include 8,800 vehicles are approximately going to be covered by this, with approximately 400 being in Puerto Rico. Hell yeah! If you're driving a TRD Pro in Puerto Rico, God bless you. Now, so does Mike Kroll reached out to him. He did verify that the information in this video that I put out, limited service campaign, was accurate. So 8,800 trucks will be new tires. It's an issue that was a known issue, and I'm happy to see Toyota stepped up, replaced it, and probably changed their spec because the 2024 model is not affected. So looks like they figured out the problem was adjust it, got new tires, everybody. You get new tires, and you get new tires, and you get new tires, and you get new tires. Yeah, that kind of deal from the Oprah days. Looking at the forum, less good information over there, 150 staff, 50 members already so far. Excited about that. We're talking about the dudes behind the scenes, the Ram 1500 coverage, talking a little bit about YouTube, talking a lot about TFL, so with the Tacoma that they had gotten broken. So if you have some comments and you want to feel free to share them on the internet, there's your place. On the YouTube channel, we had from last week's Truck News Recap, we had the Avoid the F-150. Sometimes I like making these thumbnails. So I did a whole video based on some forum responses to what happened with the F-150 and whether there are known problems that you should avoid it or not. And lots of good information in that video, including a lot of details, discussions on the 10 speed automatic transmission. I'm hearing a lot from you guys. Either you've had the same problem and then you fixed it, or you're still having problems with that transmission. It seems like it's continually to be a dog for that brand. And Power Boost, they had a sheared bolt, which is creating some really interesting questions as well. So interesting details in that video. I also was kind of shocked you guys didn't watch more of this. Nissan is talking about collaborating with Fisker. Yeah, so I actually should put Fisker in the title. Maybe that's why you guys don't watch it. So Fisker is talking about basically partnering with Nissan, and Nissan's going to give them $400 million to produce the Fisker Alaska truck, and then that truck is going to be rebadged as a Nissan as well. So you're going to have a Fisker version, a Nissan version. Stop me if you heard this before, of 1990s Mitsubishi and Nissan News. And it may save both companies, maybe. Nissan seems like they're a little bit lost in the weeds at the moment. So I'm kind of curious what's going on. Jill did a review on the 2024 Mazda CX-5. We actually had one of those. My wife bought one, and wife and I bought one. I think it was a 21 when we bought it, or 22, and leased it, and had a great experience with it. So I'm happy to see that things haven't changed that much. It's still good, but there's some details that Joe goes over. It's not great. And then we have my weirdo comment, weirdo video of the week. Can going off-road actually void your trunk warranty? Yeah, can you void your truck warranty by taking it off-road? And I did a little tongue-in-cheek, murky at best. Yeah. this is interesting. And really, it came up in you guys' comments. People were asking me whether TFL had voided their warranty by going off-road to Tacoma and filming it when it popped, made the noise in the front differential. Turns out that's a ADD system that failed, as it should have, in that situation. But it's interesting. I read through all the warranty pamphlets that come with all the truck manufacturers, and it's all murky. And so basically what we come down to is it depends. It depends what you're doing off-road. It depends how you broke it. It depends what dealer you went to. It depends how good your lawyer is. There's so many things it depends on. And I thought it was fascinating to read all the information and then to think about. The photo I have on here is from a Ram Rebel doing an off-road event. So that's crazy to me, right? So if you see a commercial or a truck going off-road, you would assume that advertisers are saying it's okay to go off-road. But as I pointed out in that video, people had did that with the Jeep Gladiator and got told no. They got their warranty claims denied. And also Ford has a new program for the Bronco for more off-road warranty coverage. I actually asked a bunch of my colleagues on a separate private Facebook group that we have, and the responses were all over the place. People said yes. People said no. People said it better be. People said it depends. I've talked to manufacturers about this. Nobody has a clear answer on that, which is lawyers getting involved. And it sucks because now you don't really know. But I think it should be fine. Right? Should, possibly. It's so weird. Next one, we have the surprising difference between Lexus TX and Toyota Grand Highlander. It's more than just door handles. Although the door handles really got people's attention in that video. And then, again, we have the Rivian R2, R3, and R3X SUVs revealed. So, 683 views. You guys didn't care. But you guys did care this week, and I thank you for this very much. I decided to start a car channel because I'm a glutton for more punishment on YouTube comments. And what the hell, I'm getting cars anyway, so why not just do some stuff on that? So you guys checked it out. It's at Tim Estradl. That's the full name, Estradhl. Tim Talks Cars. I'll link to it in some different videos and stuff. And basically, I did a video that's my best one ever on the channel. Woo! 1,000 views on Crazy or Brilliant, the new 2024 Dodge Charger electric muscle car. It will have a Hurricane engine variant as well, but electric muscle car. Maybe muscle car electric. No. Not the way you say that, it doesn't make sense to me. So I had some thoughts. I'm looking around for more stuff to do on that. I'm not as well-versed in the car world as in the truck world, but I just thought you guys, well, maybe you want to still hear from me in different ways. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you already tuned out by now. You're like, literally, see this guy. This guy is crazy. So, yeah. Whatever. All right. For more, check videos over here. Website down below as well, pickuptrucktalk.com. Again, I'll put the Tim Talks Cars in the comments. Yeah, I'll put them in the top of the comments of this video. I'm not going to like overdo the truck channel with the car stuff because truck channel is still king to me. This is still my passion. But I'll do some car stuff here and there because it's just a little bit different, a little unique. And I haven't been in a Camry in 4 or 5 years, so maybe it's time to do more of that stuff. Maybe even a Honda. Honda still builds cars, right? Interesting stuff. As always, thanks for watching. I will see you down the road.